This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Hello, teen.
What? What? Who's that?
It's me.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm back from the dead.
Oh, a familiar voice is coming back to Joy. Stay tuned, everyone.
It's me.
Oh, who could it be?
It's me.
You're on Mad Wednesdays. Well, everyone, you're back on Mad Wednesdays, normally with Robbie and Dean, but I've kicked Robbie out because it's the return of the amazing Michael.
Oh, my word. It's good to be back.
The gang is back together.
Oh, it's only brief, but it's going to be worth it, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It's only for a very short amount of time, everyone.
Well, you were very nice.
Well, I mean, it's a very special interview. When it came across the email desk, I thought, this is something that Michael and I have to do together.
Well, you always mentioned the door would be ajar, and I went to try
it's
it a couple
more
of times.
Than ajar, my love.
The knob was tight.
Maybe I was on the phone. I'm not sure. I think I was washing my hair that day.
I think you were either or your eyes. I can't remember.
Yeah, maybe.
But no, we are a little excited, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Mm. Because the Sydney Cabaret Festival has been announced. The inaugural Sydney Cabaret Festival has been announced as of yesterday. And we're going to be speaking to one of the headline acts, aren't
we,
Michael?
The ultimate dream girl.
It's so very true. So very, very true. We are going to be talking to, not too long from now, the award-winning, amazing singer, Jennifer Holliday.
Maybe she is a sinner.
Maybe she is a
sinner.
We all
are, really, aren't we?
I know I am.
Please. I know you are.
Oh, it's good to have you back, even ever so briefly, Michael.
Smart ass that I am. Nothing's changed.
Not even slightly.
Not at all.
So stay tuned, not just for this magic, but for our fantastic, amazing interview with the award-winning Jennifer Holliday. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Michael and Dean. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Michael and Dean. Not Robbie, but Michael and Dean, because we're back together, because we're very excited to be interviewing a very special guest, aren't we, Michael?
We are. I mean, and I'm only here because I got a very special invitation, because I mentioned how much I absolutely adore this woman.
And I'm so very, very excited.
And I don't like to miss out, do I?
No, you don't.
No way.
Not at all. Joining us now on the line from Sydney is the award-winning Jennifer Holliday. Hello, Jennifer. How are you?
Hello.
We're so excited to hear your voice. You're an absolutely amazing singer, and Michael and I were very excited to get this interview with you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Now, have I got it right that this is your very first time in Australia?
My very first time.
Well, I don't mean to be rude, but what took you so long? We've been waiting.
Well, kind of far away.
Yeah, you're right there, yeah.
And I like going next door.
No, that's true. Now, you're in Australia at the moment because you're going to be headlining the inaugural Sydney Cabaret Festival that's kicking off in July this year.
Yes, and I'm very excited about it. I have two concerts.
And it's, for me, you know, it came out of the blue in a way, because we all know Trevor Ashley, and I have no idea how that man kept it under wraps and didn't let everybody know.
Yes, he's the artistic director, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you meet Trevor in America?
Yes, met him in America.
We are so excited that he was able to get you here, because you're such an amazing singer. I've grown up listening to your music and also seeing you on TV as well in lots of different roles, and loved hearing you sing. It's so exciting to think that you're coming here to Australia to perform.
Thank you. I'm excited about it too. I've wanted to come, and I knew that I had some fans here.
More than some.
Yeah, so I was, you know, hoping for the right opportunity. And to me, this is the perfect way to be presented by Trevor for, you know, a first performance. So we have, you know, two concerts during this cabaret festival to kick off the festival.
Yes, it's amazing, really, with the career that you've had, that this is, you know, this is something new for you. I mean, it's obviously going to be new for a lot of people seeing you in Australia. And I think I saw at the launch that you actually performed And I Am Telling You.
And last night.
My
yes,
word.
I performed last night, yes.
You've lost none of your magic.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, really, though. I mean, you know, to belt it out like that is incredible. And obviously your role in Dreamgirls, you know, you won a Grammy, you won a Tony Award. It's a phenomenal, I mean, a musical as stands alone on itself is phenomenal. What was it like being in Dreamgirls?
Well, it was my second Broadway show. My first Broadway show was Your Arms Too Short to Box with God. And so while I was working on Broadway and that's how they saw me for Dreamgirls. And the great thing about the experience with Dreamgirls was that I got to develop my character, you know. Mm. So Effie became, you know, a birth from me. And that's unusual for a lot of people don't get that opportunity.
Yeah. That's really exciting. When you look back on this wonderful career which you've had, do you feel really blessed to be able to still be singing, still be touring, and still be shown in such high regard by all of us?
Oh, yes. I really think that I've been rediscovered and a new appreciation for music, you know, and real singers. So to me, this generation has looked back and made a lot of us, you know, relevant again. And so I'm very grateful and happy to be able to still travel around the world and perform.
That's one of the beauties of cabaret and cabaret festivals now as well, where we've really got this opportunity to, many of us, to
rediscover the art form. Because we've always loved musicals.
We've always loved musicals, but here in Australia as well, we've never gotten as many, and there's one here or one there. We never have as much as you all have overseas. So to be able to have cabaret as a way for us to be able to explore the artistry or to be able to hear amazing singers is so wonderful.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And I bet you then, when we're watching your cabaret, do we get more of stories of your life? Because, you know, like all of us, life's, you know, ups and downs are the best way to do that is in a cabaret, isn't it?
Well, yes. And this, of course, I'm going to be in a larger venue. I'm going to be at Town Hall.
Sure.
So it'll be intimate, but not as, you know, not as much.
It's not a dingy old dive then.
Right, but I am still going to be able to, you know, incorporate some of my personal journey along with, you know, some of the songs. So, of course, I'll be doing music from Dreamgirls, and then I'll be doing some jazz standards, and then some songs that are just about my journey.
What's it been like coming to Australia and getting this kind of welcome and reception that you've had?
It's really been amazing. You know, like I said, I have never been here, and I've always wanted to come, and I didn't know what it would be like. So this has been so touching and heartwarming to have people want to talk to me and want to hear me sing.
Well, that's absolutely wonderful. Have you had an opportunity to meet any of the other artists that will be performing in the Sydney Cabaret Festival at the launch at all?
No, because they didn't come. I don't know. I think that...
It was lazy. All about you.
They're lazy.
Yeah, I think they started with me because of the fact that I'm the first artist that's going to kick off the festival. So I think they just thought, you know, to start off the launch with me. And I'm sure others will be coming between now and July. It's quite
a absolutely.
Oh, yes.
I mean, we know a lot of them, and you're in some very good company, and I bet they're saying exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we can't wait to head up to Sydney to come and see you perform as a part of the Sydney Cabaret Festival. It's so exciting that you're going to be back here. The festival is happening from July 5th to the 14th in Sydney, and it's a great opportunity for two nights only to see headliner Jennifer Holliday, first time in Australia, live, in person. So exciting. So why don't you jump onto the website, sydneycabaretfestival.com.au, and you can grab your tickets to go and see Jennifer and any of the other amazing artists.
Thank you so much, and I hope to meet you all.
Oh, I bet. Lovely. We'd love that.
Yeah, please send a note, you know, so that I can meet you.
Yes.
Oh, we'd love it.
We'd be honored.
Okay.
All the best.
Thanks for joining us. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Michael and Dean.
Thank you, Michael and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.